Whitney Slidham is the Citizen Engagement Officer for the City of Roanoke in the Office of Citizen Engagement, keeping Roanoke residents in the loop on what's going on. As she joins WFIR anchor reporter Jean Moreno and me this morning in studio, talk about that role during events like this weekend's impending storm and with a few happier topics, perhaps. Whitney, nice to meet you, and welcome to our studio. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Whitney, in a nutshell, if you would, what is citizen engagement all about? How do you go about it? What tools do you use?
So a big aspect of citizen engagement in my role is really communication. So it can be everything from managing the website to managing the city's social media feeds and providing guidance. We have about 90 people in the city who have some kind of communications aspect to their role. And so providing guidance to them. But really the mission of my office, in my perspective, is to develop opportunities for citizens to collaborate and engage civically and to get involved in their community. So anything that I can do to help spread the word, have conversations, build relationships with community members on behalf of the city then.
So do you try to, all those 90 different people, do you try to coordinate some of that, or is that something you've been working on?
Yeah, so we have about 40 people who manage different social media platforms throughout the city. We have more than 60 social media pages in the city. And then we also have an additional 60 page masters who are responsible for updating the website. And so I provide quarterly training to those individuals and then give them feedback on different trends. I mean, social media has changed a lot, even just in the last year, our ability to reach people on Facebook. So we had to, you know, shape shift a little bit and work our strategy around the trends.
How has that changed? I mean, what changed on Facebook?
Well, in Facebook in particular, I think it was January 5th or something this year, they announced that they were changing their newsfeed algorithms. And
after getting some flack from various people, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I think it was a result of some of the fake news that was being spread around. And so to help minimize that, they wanted to make sure that people were having more conversations with their friends in their network and less conversations from pages that they followed. Mm-hmm. So as you know, it's not just for local governments. It presented challenges for marketers, for a whole bunch of different brands, because all of a sudden your ability to reach your customers, you know, we've seen gradually some of the numbers have changed. And so we just have shifted our focus to, creating content that engages people in conversation.
Right.
I'm
just wondering, you know, before I ask you a couple questions about how you're getting connected with the events this weekend, is it tougher to get older people connected, or do you find that a lot of older people, I mean, I see old folks all the time on their phones or whatever. So has it been an education process for getting older people connected through social media, or are they sort of going along with the flow?
So if we look at our statistics on the City of Roanoke's main Facebook page, I'll just use that as the sample set. The majority of our followers are actually women over the age of 65.
Really?
Yeah. So they are perhaps not the majority, but they are the ones that are most frequently engaging with our content. And, you know, that trend changes on Twitter. It changes on Instagram. We certainly have a lot of younger followers on Instagram. So, I mean, you need to know how to use each platform. But in addition, I'll develop mailers in some cases, like the Melrose Clean Sweep. We went door to door and just put signs on people's doors, letting them know that this event was happening.
So old school.
Old school. It's a mix of old school and new school.
Okay, and I know with the citizens cleanup, people came out and they collected like 38 tons of trash or something.
Yeah, that was really great to see, because we weren't sure. It was the first time that we've done something like that, and so we were very happy with the results.
And I'm sure a lot of people found out about it online too.
Yes.
Or on Facebook or...
Yeah, we had different digital ad campaign around that, and some media exposure as well, too.
We're talking with Whitney Slidham, the Citizen Engagement Officer for the City of Roanoke. And by the way, what platforms are you on? What platforms do you typically use besides Facebook?
So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Nextdoor.
Okay.
And Nextdoor is where we're seeing a lot of engagement. Right now we have about 6,700 people following, and it's basically an email-based platform, but it's neighbor-to-neighbor conversations.
I've heard about it. I haven't used it, but you can really, so you can get to know people in your immediate area.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I mean, I'm in Riverland Walnut neighborhood, and every day I'll get different updates of the top stories of what my neighbors are talking about, in addition to, you know, any alerts from the city as well. And so that's a great platform that I'm really excited about, because, you know, we have a really good click-through rate with people opening their emails. Each message is seen by at least 1,000 people, which is pretty good, and they're actually reading the content too.
You know, it's always been a thing where people say, oh, I didn't know about this meeting or that meeting or whatever, but that's one of the things that you're working on. Is I know you had a whole bunch of public meetings recently with Plan Roanoke to upgrade the comprehensive plan. And was that successful? Do you think people came out because they were wired into the city?
I think so. I mean, it's so hard with public meetings because even we had 10 in that case. And I think overall we had around 250 people come out. And in addition to that, we have the online survey. So if you weren't able to make it out to the meeting, we're really encouraging people. And that survey is actually open until September 30th. And if you provide your email at the end of the survey, you'll be entered to win a $100 gift card too. Okay. So just go to planroanoke.org. But we've overall engaged with more than 1,000 people and got feedback from 1,000 people, meaningful feedback for the comp plan. So,
Talk about how you're being involved this weekend, Whitney, with and how your office is going to be involved with getting messages out to people if necessary, if the rain comes and is as bad as people think. Although the forecast now maybe are a little bit lighter, but how are you going to get involved with events this weekend?
I will be very involved in the public information team, and so. Some people may not be aware, but when an emergency is actually declared in a locality, then you go through an emergency operations plan. So our emergency manager, Marcy Stone, will be leading that effort on the public safety side. But on the communication side, we opened something called a joint information center. And so that people in that situation would also involve, you know, a PIO from Carilion Clinic. They would come to our center. And we're actually meeting at 10 a.m. today to discuss how we would actually play out all of the roles. But the idea is that you would centralize all of your communication officers in the same place so we have consistent messaging. In the city, we have a protocol where if a crisis situation were to take place, we would try to update all social media platforms every 30 minutes as things are unfolding. And so it just kind of depends. Right now, we are bracing for the worst, hoping for the best, but we're preparing PSAs to get people prepared.
And so you'll be involved with disseminating a lot of that information through your platforms.
Exactly, yeah. Mostly on social media, but I mean, with a limited staff time and limited team resources, you kind of put on a lot of hats in a crisis and just want to work as hard as you can throughout the course of the incident to get information out.
Whitney Slaneman studio with us this morning, citizen engagement officer for the city of Roanoke. It is 8:51. Citizen engagement office also involved in making sure we talked a little bit about involvement, getting involved with Plan Roanoke. Whitney, an update to the comprehensive plan. Did you get more people out to public meetings, or what are we doing in that aspect?
So we had already about 250 people coming out to the meetings. We held 10 meetings, and in addition to that, we have the survey, which is still open, and we've had, I think.
And how do you get to the survey?
So you go to planroanoke.org, and there will be links all over that. There's a project page set up for the comprehensive plan there, too. And also on Plan Roanoke, it's a community consultation platform that I developed so that people could have one centralized place where they can get information about current, ongoing, and past projects that they can get involved in the city. So
you mean like construction projects or?
Yep. So Everything from, you know, we're going to have a project page for upcoming bridge reconstruction projects. It could be something like that, or it could just be, hey, how do you feel about getting bike lanes on your street? So that, you know, it's a big mix of public consultation projects.
So I know the Franklin Bridge will be done, I guess, early next year, but then the next bridge is already set. Is that
the Main Street Bridge/Wasina Bridge.
And that's going to be another big to-do. That'll be another two-year project, most likely.
Yeah, so we're planning to break ground on that in 2021. But actually, this week, I'm establishing an engagement plan. So we're looking at engaging with residents in that area and everybody who could be affected by that bridge closure 3 years in advance. And so, I mean, it's really with big capital improvement projects like that, we want to get involved in the community and get feedback as soon as we can and begin those discussions early.
We're talking with Whitney Slidham, the Citizen Engagement Officer for the City of Roanoke. And the original reason we were going to bring you in here was to talk about Roanoke Welcoming Week. And let's spend a little bit of time on that. This is a part of a national Welcoming Week program, an event that brings together immigrants, refugees, and native-born residents to promote the benefits of welcoming everyone. Talk about that for a few minutes. I guess a couple of the outdoor events have already been canceled.
Yes, unfortunately, we were planning to have this really awesome community party on Saturday, but it was predominantly an outdoor event. We were going to have a DJ and salsa dancing and free food, but we had to postpone that. And I say postpone because even though we don't have another date on the books yet, we are going to continue holding Welcoming Week sort of events throughout the year. But, you know, we're sort of waiting to see what the weather forecast looks like. We may have to cancel the Friday night soccer party. Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping that we don't have to. But of course, if road conditions are a little treacherous, then we don't want anybody getting out on the roads. So
that was the soccer party was where?
Up at Star City Soccer's facility. So it's up near the airport.
Right, right. And then you've got some inside things. Are some of these things still going to happen?
Yeah. So, you know, barring any power outages at the libraries, everything is going to go as planned. So we have a free intro to Arabic class on Monday. And so that's beginner friendly. And that is hosted by Roanoke Public Libraries. On Wednesday, we have the Roanoke's first multilingual adult spelling bee. And so it's mostly in English, but there's going to be a bonus kind of intermediate round that is all different languages. And so you join with a team of three, and then you can win some great prizes. The grand prize is actually free Spanish classes. So it's kind of cool. On Thursday, you know, we have Big Lick Brewery. We're taking over their trivia night and are going to have a Welcoming Week themed trivia night. And then also on Thursday evening, Delegate Rasul, Sam Rasul, and individuals from Senator Tim Kaine's immigration office, they're hosting a potluck. A community potluck and discussion about immigration. And so they're asking.
That's at the Williamson Road Library.
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. And so for that event, they really want to connect with immigrants and refugees and talk about open cases and any challenges that they might be having.
Hmm. And there's a Latin job fair scheduled for the Y next Thursday. So you sort of got roped into this because you're on a commission that deals with immigration, right? Or you're on a board or something?
Not anything that formal. I just started going to, there's this committee called the Refugee Dialogue Committee, which, I believe is mostly being organized through Commonwealth Catholic Charities. They're responsible for doing a lot of the refugee intake in our area. And so I started getting involved with them a few months ago and, you know, in our June meeting, talked to them, hey, what are we doing for Welcoming Week? And people lit up. They were really excited about taking part in it. It's something that the city had never done before, but they knew about. And so, you know, we quickly assembled a team and started planning, and we're really looking forward to next year because this is the first time that we've done it, but we hope that the effort will just continue to grow.
And no hurricanes, hopefully.
Yes. Year. Oh, my. Yeah.
Got about 20 seconds left. If people need information this weekend in the city, what's the best place to find out?
So the best place to go for immediate emergency alerts would be Facebook and Twitter.
That's City of Roanoke Facebook page?
Yes, okay. City of Roanoke. So it's facebook.com/RoanokeVA. And the same thing on Twitter. Those would be the two best places. We're going to be posting information up there regularly. In addition, you know, we're going to try to update Instagram and Nextdoor as much as we can, but really focusing on Facebook and Twitter and the website for emergency alerts.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. Whitney Sliden with the City of Roanoke. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.